This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a healing and a cure for all of us. Allahumma ameen. This is dua number 5. We're studying some of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the habits of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that bring healing and fulfillment in our life. We've studied Ayatul Kursi, the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. We've studied Sayyidul Istighfar. We've studied a number of beautiful dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is in Sahih Al-Bukhari, the book of Da'awat. It is a beautiful hadith, and it's narrated from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, who's speaking as the husband of the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima radiallahu anha al-Zahra al-Batul. Jama'an Allahu bihim ajma'in fi jannat al-Firdaus wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Ali radiallahu anhu, he's the narrator of this. Qal anna Fatima alayha salam, that Fatima alayhim as-salam, that Fatima and her husband, may Allah be pleased with the both of them, shakat. She was complaining. From the difficulty of raising the two children. She had al-Hasan and al-Husayn soon after each other. She wasn't feeling well. She had a physical pain. She felt a little bit lacking in strength. فأتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تسأله خادما. So she came to the house of the Prophet ﷺ. She was going to ask for someone to assist her as a servant, someone that the Prophet could intercede on her behalf and say, look, can you help my daughter out a little bit? فلم تجده صلى الله عليه وسلم. She didn't find him at home. فذكرت ذلك لعائشة. So she mentioned her pain and her difficulties, the hardship to Aisha radiallahu anha, who promised when the Prophet ﷺ would return home, she would soon see him and let him know. And immediately upon the Prophet returning home, the Aisha radiallahu anha, she informs him sallallahu alayhi wasallam of Fatima's complaint, and the Prophet immediately heads to them, although they had entered into their room. And Ali radiallahu wasallam said, قَالَ فَجَاءَنَا وَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مَضْجَعِنَا. The Prophet ﷺ came and we had already laid down to sleep and we were about to get up. فَذَهَبْتُ أَقُومُ. So I stood up, I was going to get up out of my bed. Fatima had opened the door. I stood up to go and greet him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَكَانَكْ, stay where you are. The most beautiful people, عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. فجلس بيننا. Ali says the Prophet sat between us. So Fatima and Ali are facing the Prophet ﷺ. So he sat in front of them. And Ali says, حتى وجدت برد قدميه على صدري. He says that the radiance of the coolness of his feet, I could feel them even into my chest. So the Prophet ﷺ is sitting near them, facing them, and he goes that the strength of the Prophet, the beauty of the Prophet, the coolness of the Prophet ﷺ radiated from him, that I could feel it cooling my chest. رضي الله عنه وعليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم. فقال ألا أدلكما على من هو ما هو خير لكما من خادمة. Prophet ﷺ began immediately, didn't mince any words. He says, do you want me to say to the both of you that which will be of greater benefit to you than if I was to assign someone to assist you in your home? He says, وسلم, if both of you come to your bed. Now, this is something for you and your wife. It's something important, my dear brother, for you and your husband, for you and your spouse, as you both get into bed together. And I want you to know it's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that when you come to bed, that you come to bed together. You should try to avoid that practice of one of you going to bed and the other staying up late at night, for whatever reason. Come into the room together. Come and share to your bed together. Come and enjoy each other's company together and retire together. So the Prophet ﷺ says, when you both at the same time come to bed to each other, وَأَخَذْتُمَا مَضْجَعِكُمَا, and you've come and you've laid down and you've gotten into your bed, you're rested for the night, you're not getting up, there's nothing else. فَكَبِّرَا, so say your takbir, ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ. فَكَبِّرَا, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. وَسَبَّحَا ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ, and say Subhanallah, 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 33 times. Wa ahmada thalathan wa thalathin, and say Alhamdulillah, 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 33 times. Fahada خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادِمَا. This will be more beneficial for you than if I was to give you an assign for you a servant. شعبة عن خالد عن ابن سيرين, ابن سيرين رضي الله عنه, one of the تابعين, he says, قال التسبيح 34, that you should make your tasbih, subhanallah, 34 times. Meaning to end it 34 times rather than 33. So alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. Subhanallah, 33 or 34 times. Wallahu Akbar, walhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, you begin with the takbir. Allahu Akbar, 33 times. Subhanallah, 33 times. Or if you follow the riwayah of Ibn Sirin, 34 times. Wa alhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. This was mentioned to his nephew, to his cousin, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu wa ardaah, the husband of Fatima, radiallahu anha wa ardaaha, the daughter of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a sure proof way of gaining strength, finding resilience, finding an ability to continue throughout your days and throughout your nights. Prophet ﷺ says, if you say this in your evening, you will not need anyone to assist you. You will not need anyone to provide help for you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. Allahumma barik lana fi asma'ina wa absarina wa qutina. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who practice this great sunnah. Myself, my wife, you and your husband, you and your wife, you sit together in your bed before you sleep. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. Subhanallah, 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 34 times. Wa alhamdulillah, 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 33 times. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad.